I want to start this off by saying that anime has catered to Western audiences before. Shows like Sailor Moon changed the name of characters, original OPs were changed, admittedly for the better sometimes, some of the English OPs were better, but Japanese elements were taken out of shows entirely. This was done in the late 90s and early 2000s for networks like 4Kids, but it stopped at the beginning of the 2010s because most of those kids watching those shows had grown up and they didn't need to be force-fed stuff or be talked down to in kind of a way. And anime shouldn't cater to Western audiences for the fact that it loses a lot of its charm. It loses why people liked it in the first place, because anime is weirdly charming. Anime tells stories that can't be seen anywhere else, and not because people don't make shows or make shows like anime are don't have the same ideas. It's the fact that a lot of Western audiences are Western shows do different have a different formula of how they make shows, how they make live action shows, how they make cartoons and everything like that. There's shows where it's like I covered earlier, there's shows like Laid Back Camp, which is about girls that camp, and it's that simple, and that's it, and about the relationships between them, and that's that simple. There's nothing crazy, there's nothing that's going to catch people's eyes right off the bat. It's just a very simple story. And on the other hand, you have shows like One Piece, where you have a pirate who ate fruit and now he can stretch his limbs, and which a lot of anime are, that's why people fall in love with anime, is that weirdness, that kind of charm, because they're both, these shows that I previously just said are charming in different ways. And you might not see shows like One Piece, and you wouldn't see a show like One Piece in the States anyway. This show has ran since 1999 and has over 700 episodes, and it's still going, and you wouldn't see that in the States. You wouldn't see a show go on for 700 episodes unless it's a soap opera. So I just think that you should keep the core charm of what people fell in love with anime and keep it as authentic as possible. And the next thing is, anime can teach people about Japan, because if you take the Japanese things, the little Japanese things that are in these shows, like people going to the shrines, people eating Japanese food, and doing things like going to the bathhouses and things like that, you won't learn about Japan. It'll just be an animated show where it doesn't matter where they're at. But the influences of Japan can teach people about anime. And an example that I saw, that a big example I saw, was Dagashikashi, which is a show that I reviewed before, and it's a show that teaches viewers about Japanese snacks, and it's super niche. Again, it's something like I, in my previous point, it's something that wouldn't happen, it wouldn't be aired in the States, a show like that. It's just literally about a boy who works at a snack shop, and a girl teaches him about snacks. That's basically it. And again, the relationships between the characters in the show. But that's it. It's something I don't think would play in the States very well. But that's okay, because it doesn't have to. And it's very niche, but it told its story in a very interesting way. It was a very fun show to watch. And if you try to make shows to appeal to wider audiences, you might won't have things like that anymore. Those things will go away. And another, kind of my last point is stereotyping. And it's not stereotyping characters in the anime, it's not anything like that. It's stereotyping Westerners, and more specifically Americans, is that we don't care about the cultures of other people, and that things that we can't directly identify with might be lost in us, which, in my opinion, and excuse my language, I think is just bullshit. And there are people like that. There are Americans and Westerners in general that are like that, because that's human nature. That's just a thing that exists. But in general, I think there's many people that would like to learn about Japanese culture, and maybe anime can introduce them to it and then help them move on and and learn about Japan. Because, and I want to make one thing clear before I wrap this up. It's not, I don't hate Japan. I don't hate the concept of making anime like appeal to Westerners a little bit more. I don't like the idea of changing how anime is made. Like, the little changes I can kind of tolerate. I don't like them that much, but I can tolerate them. I don't want shows, anime that are starting to be made to cater directly to Western fans. As in, they're basically taking out the anime out of anime, which sounds super vague, but it's something where, if you know what I mean, like if you watch anime before, you know what I mean. Just taking out things that basically people like in anime. And if you take those out, it won't be anime anymore. It'll just be a cartoon that appeals to general audiences, which I guess is fine. And anime art, like anime by itself, already appeals to a lot of people. I mean, like I mentioned One Piece before. You have My Hero Academia and Dragon Ball and the Dragon Ball series. Those by themselves, without having changes. And yes, a lot of those anime, like Dragon Ball has been changed. But now, as of right now, a lot of those shows I mentioned are being aired right now, and don't feature changes at all. Only that they're dubbed. That's the only difference. And that's it. And a lot of people enjoy them by themselves without having to change anything. I mean, Dragon Ball Z is insanely popular. So is My Hero Academia and One Piece. Those three shows are the big three. I mean, and Naruto. Even Naruto, a show that hasn't changed that much. That's one of the first anime I ever watched. And I love it to death. I love the hell out of Naruto. And it's great. And I love it without having it be changed to appeal to me in any way. It's just, that's just my little piece on it. Like I said, nothing huge has happened. I mean, you had a show like Ruby, I think that's how it's pronounced, the Rooster Teeth show, which is, it's kind of, in a way, kind of westernizing anime, but at the same time, it's made by people that respect anime. They're not trying to make it for general audiences. They're just, it's just really anime inspired, which is cool. I haven't seen it, but it looks like this show is made by people that respect anime and really love anime. And I mean, like I said, nothing big has happened. I mean, Netflix has tried something. They tried the live action adaptions, which have been bad. They've been westernized, but they're not really bad because of the westernization. They're really bad because they aren't that good. They're just anime doesn't really translate well to live action, and fans didn't really like the whitewashing either. So that's it. And all I'm saying, to really wrap this up entirely, all I'm saying is that give Westerners what Japan gets. That's it. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.